Admittedly, to a certain extent, we newcomers who had arrived in Park City during the late 60s and early 70s were already clowns, even before Terry Tutu Janot organized us to improvise upon the ski slopes that very special Bluebird Day 40 years ago this week. Our brand, as expatriate hipsters flaunting all the countercultural extremes of the 60s, had already been set firmly in place. We knew how to have fun, or so we thought. Tutu, however, would quickly teach us how to raise that bar even further. The story goes that a year earlier, back in her old stomping grounds of San Diego, Tutu and his trusty sidekick Bobo Botkins ran away and joined the Ringling Brothers Circus when it came to town for about 20 minutes. Bedecked in full clown regalia, they infiltrated the iconic 35-member Captains of Caprice clown unit by falling in at the end of the line when the official quorum of jesters trooped out to do their three-ring frolic under the big top. A sense of exhilaration flat-out exploded in Tutu's head. Once he again found himself in Park City, an idea emerged that led him to renting 100 clown costumes, charging $10 a head to fellow wannabe buffoons, and morphing it into a ski team fundraiser. Park City Resort donated free lift passes to all costumed participants. Now by this time, the consensus being that the initial clown day took place on March 31, 1974, we as a community had honed our gang ski sensibility to what we thought was a rather fine point. But as it turned out, we didn't have a clue as to what lay ahead, what high collective art Tutu was about to make of our shenanigan-prone mindsets. At first, we would gather as a group somewhat early at the Bloody Mary River, also known as the Alpine Prospector Lodge, for the rituals of donning costumes and painting faces and such. Being children of the 60s and all, however, some pranksters would not stop their pregame warm-up at a spicy cocktail, but rather would slip their friendly breakfast fry cook down at the resort cafeteria a few slices of exotic desert flora with which to embellish their omelets. An attempt was always made to make at least one run as a single unit, with claim jumper and more often assessment selected as the usual suspects due to their moderate angles of repose. From there, all bets were off. Smaller flight groups would peel off from the main squadron and buzz as many targets as they deemed necessary before inflicting themselves upon the mountain's various eateries and watering holes. Some truly iconic and legendary get-ups emerged from those early clown days. None, perhaps, more drop-your-jaw inspiring than the celebrated three gorillas, sharing one pair of custom-fabricated 355-centimeter skis, chest beating their way down through the bumps. On each ensuing run attempted by this zany madcap crew, their on-mountain entourage would seemingly double. Even those that had never heard of Clown Day joined in the fun. Anyone who wanted to become part of the pandemonium of clowns was more than welcome. In recent years, the annual Slopeside Burlesque has experienced a rebirth of sorts, with April Fool's Day once again becoming a holy day for Park City's next generation of clowns. I'm sure our founding father, the late Terry Tutu Janot, looks down past an oversized red nose with a huge grin on his face every clown day while relishing what his vision has wrought. Bless you, Tutu. You brought us together like no one else.
Not long after town's first clown day, Terry Tutu Janot went on to open Robber's Roost, one of a string of successful restaurants that he owned in Park City. Jay Meehan, a founding member of the original board of directors for KPCW and weekly columnist for the Park Record, continues to get a kick out of seeing clown outfits every April 1st. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.